You know, I thought it was good. We cut back a little bit today. Just trying to get our legs back a little bit. I'm going to go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then have the spring game Saturday. So trying to recover a little bit. So we've practiced out about 20 minutes today. Thought it was spirited. Thought it was good. But you know, offensively, we did some good things. And, you know, really on both sides of the ball, I was pretty pleased with the practice today.
You got a couple of injuries out there. Anything serious?
No, just twisted ankle here and there.
What about Chad Boyd? He kind of went down a couple of practices ago.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a shoulder ding. Probably won't play in the spring game, but shouldn't be anything. He should kill him.
So Connor Nichols is really your only?
Yeah, Connor Nichols has been the only surgery that we're going to have up to this point. Yeah.
How's your offense look today?
No, I thought it was a good day, really. Thought Colby did a lot of good things today. You know, continue to be impressed with our running backs. You know, feel like Lennon and Ray are going to be, you know, two of the better guys in the league, and really primed to have big seasons for us. And just got to keep working. And you know, thought everything's just happening faster for our quarterbacks. You know, getting the ball to guys quicker, more precise in routes. And as a result, you know, there's a lot more yards to be had after the catch. I think that's a big part of this offense, is getting the ball to the guys early enough where they can make plays. And you know, we're starting to do little things like that.
Seems Lennon is more consistent this spring, and Ray is a totally different player than the fall.
Yeah, definitely. I think they both just matured and really bought in. I think Gary's just done a great job getting those guys to continue to improve and get better, and couldn't be more pleased with both those guys.
You had a few new looks on the offensive line today. Talk about those.
Yeah, we've got, moved Oscar Johnson into guard a little bit. Sprained his ankle today, but I think he'll be fine. Expected to go Saturday, I would think, for the spring game. But, you know, just trying to create a little competition there. Kano and Johnson have both been pretty good, but we feel like we're trying to find our best five guys, and Oscar's getting close to be one of those five. And so that right guard spot was one that we felt like we might be able to improve a little bit. So moved him in there, and it's like anything else, it's going to make them both better as a result of the competition.
Kano was MIA on the sidelines today. Is everything all right there?
Yeah. He's got a good review.
Okay.
As you're wrapping up spring practice, compare this year's offense and defense at this point in the year compared to last year.
Yeah, I just think I think offensively it's night and day. I think, you know, they're just more comfortable and know what to do. And now we're just trying to get better at everything. This time last year, we were still trying to find positions for guys. Moving players around here and there, offensive linemen, running backs, really wide receivers, just trying to find the best spots. And now we seem like we're a lot more settled in and playing at a lot higher level, playing faster. Our quarterback play this spring has been a lot better than it was a year ago, and I think that has to do with experience. You know? And everybody's been in the offense a little bit longer, and offensively, night and day. Defensively, I think it's just continued growth. You know, I think we're playing faster. I think we've got more depth. I think there's more competition for spots, and you know, as a result, guys are having to come out and practice at a high level every day if they want to keep their job. So I feel like defensively, we're playing much faster and not busting as much. And, to be better positioned on the football, you know, I think we'll tackle better as a result of being more disciplined and being in the right spots at the right time.
What's your biggest concern on defense?
Depth on the back end, probably. We've got a lot of guys in red jerseys over there. I mean, I think if we get everybody back healthy, we're going to end up being good on the back end. But this spring, you know, with Chris Giles being out a little bit, Justin Goodman being out, D. Evans being out at times, Kerry Carter being out some. There's just been a lot of guys back that haven't been back that we're counting on as well. There's just been a lot of guys missing. But I think it's going to end up being a really good position for us, both corner and safety. But, you know, we got to get some guys healthy and got to get them to continue to progress.
The obligatory conditioning question, I feel like I've asked so much this spring. How's it coming?
Good. You know, I think everybody's good. I think we're in pretty good shape. You know, I think John L. White's still got to get a little bit better shape. Justin Ellis, you know, and then the three JC offensive linemen got to get a little bit better shape. Other than that, I feel real good about better conditioning. Those guys got to our program late. You know, I feel like Chip Hester's getting in better shape. Antonio Mitchum's starting to come around that way. And so we're getting closer to being where they need to be. But it's going to be important for us to have a really good summer. You know, I think that's going to be critical for our football program, is to have a great summer in the weight room and then come out here and carry some of the details we've been trying to teach and work on them all summer long, you know, both on the offensive line, defensively, and especially our continued growth between the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers.
Coach, you started the spring looking for a QB. How'd the search go, and who gets the start on Saturday?
You know, Colby, I think Cameron's, you know, won the job, I think, up to this point. I mean, she's been the most consistent guy. I think that, you know, head and shoulders, she's been better than everybody else. We've been really happy, though, with Zach Griffith and Taylor Birch both. I think that those guys have both done a lot of good things for us and probably are both further along maybe than they expected. You know, they're both young guys, both redshirt freshmen. So, I think they're going to end up being good players. But Colby, you know, Colby's done what we expected. You know, I expected a lot out of him, having been in the offense for a year. And he showed signs last year of being a really good quarterback. You know, I think the issue with him was confidence and consistency. And I think those are two things that he's gotten addressed in the spring football. So we couldn't feel better about him, really, after spring than we did.
And a little glance at next year's schedule. It kind of looks like you're taking on Mississippi as a whole next year. A little bit on that, and then a little bit on the hiring of Mike White from Mississippi today.
Yeah, I think the schedule's tough. I mean, you know, we're playing three road games against three teams that have great tradition and have been really good football programs in the years. You know, it's challenging, but, you know, we're excited about it. The three games I think our fans can get to, there are three games that, are regional games that make sense to me. And so we're just going to have to play well. I mean, it's three good football teams, and I'm sure all three of them will probably be bowl teams next year. And, we're going to have to play well. But, I think we'll be up for the challenge. Mike White, excited about it. I had a chance to meet him yesterday. Seems like a great guy. I know he's got a great background in coaching. Seems like he's going to be a great hire for him.